Who's running TikTok? Who do they want to run TikTok? You see, that's the key. All of our social media is run by whom? It's run by the intelligence community, by the CIA and these other people. They're the ones who funded it from the very beginning. They gave it the money. They gave you free access to it because it was always a surveillance thing. And they want to be the ones who are going to run TikTok. They don't want it shut down. They want to run it themselves. That's the key thing. A foreign adversary controlled application is defined as a website or an app that is operated directly or indirectly by a foreign adversary, by which the president or the attorney general determines is a threat to the national security of the United States. Look, anything is a threat to the national security, according to them. But the question is, under that definition, is Biden a foreign adversary? Because he's like some kind of a puppet or an app or website, right? He is operated directly or indirectly by a foreign adversary, China. Just like Trump has said, Congress itself, owned by Israel, right? So if we're owned and operated by China, owned and operated by Israel, isn't the Congress and the presidency, aren't they exactly what we're talking about with TikTok? And you need to understand they are. They are. That's why I say foreign government is gone. The federal government is gone. It's a foreign government. The Federalist Sean Davis said deep state toadies are taking advantage of anti-China sentiments to transfer TikTok surveillance apparatus from China and their evil surveillance state to the U.S. government and its evil surveillance state. As I said before, social media, just like 5G. Why was Trump freaking out over Huawei? We can't let those Chinese people surveil us. You know, that's America's job, surveilling Americans. That's the federal government's job, surveilling Americans. Can't let China do that. TikTok is going to be banned, he says, because neither the CCP-run Chinese government nor the CCP-owned U.S. government wants to lose such a valuable tool for spying on Americans, a tool for poisoning the minds of their children. Instead, the corrupt U.S. intelligence bureaucracy wants control of TikTok and all of social media, as they have from the beginning, like I said, InQtel, these other things. And, you know, if you don't think that the CIA and the intelligence communities are there to poison the minds of Americans, you haven't been paying attention for the last 70 years. They have been coming after everything from art and architecture to morality. And that's been coming from the CIA. They've been the hidden hand behind feminism and all of the stuff that's taken down our society. They have been the driving force, pushing it out through entertainment that they have their tentacles in everything, but some of them very, very directly, like education, universities, media, television, entertainment, all that is very direct. But it's not limited to China. It's not limited to Iran. This is the values that we see being put in all Western governments. All Western governments, whether you're looking at Ireland or Canada or France, or you're looking at Holland or Netherlands, I should say, all of these different countries are doing the same thing at exactly the same time because there's a globalist agenda to do this. The UN, the World Economic Forum, and all these people who locked us down are no different from the Chinese, none whatsoever. Because all of them, including the Chinese, are heavily controlled by the globalists in many ways. And just look at how the globalists have favored China. You don't think they control China? You think the Chinese are doing this stuff? No, the globalists are out there with things like the Paris Climate Accord saying, none of you can have any energy production that is going to be affordable, except for China and India. So they're favoring China and India. Now, that's a globalist thing. And look, we already have global governance, folks. It's not coming. It's here. We have global governance. It's not like you're going to say, look, it's there or it's there. You know, it is everywhere. It's pervasive. We have global governance with mega multinational corporations and these governments all working together. And they meet very frequently. It's why you have all these different organizations, you know, from Bilderberg to Davos, all these different Club of Rome. They're constantly going around and touching base with each other. They don't meet at some parliamentary building somewhere, but they're constantly in communication with each other. They don't have to physically meet, but when they physically meet, they can get right down there to the nuts and bolts of it, just as we have seen with Bilderberg, for example, denying even that they're meeting, and yet meeting with all these different government heads, with multinational corporations, with massive media in all these different places. And they said, no, we're just getting together. It's just a personal, informal meeting. And there's no business being done there, except Karen got a picture of Ed Ball coming into the side, fumbling through his luggage, trying to find his badge. And there was nothing in his luggage but papers. It's nothing but work. It's like he's going to a parliamentary meeting, because that's what these things are. It's where the global governance creeps are meeting all the time. Yeah, they don't go to Washington, or they don't go to, you know, Brussels or wherever. But they're going to all these little meetings all the time. And, of course, they're constantly in contact with each other in other ways as well. Global governance is here. And you better understand that our government, our federal government, is heavily involved. Trudeau's internet censorship legislation bill at the time, C-11, comparing it to censorship in the Soviet Union. Following her comments online, one of the ministers trying to run this through said, well, our definition of hate speech, see, there should be no such thing as hate speech. You can't have a First Amendment with hate speech. You can't hate speech. It has to be defined as, and this is his phrase, interestingly enough, awful but lawful. I think it's great. We need to remember that. Awful but lawful. If you don't tolerate awful speech as lawful speech, there will be no free speech whatsoever. He said, no, instead it includes expressions of detestation and vilification. Well, that's pretty wide, right? That's open to interpretation. It does not include, he said, insults, offensive comments, or jokes that are not very polite. But that's what this Dutch politician, head of a party, is going to jail for 7 years. I'll get to that in just a second. He's going to jail for jokes that were made in a private social media group. This is happening everywhere. The idea that someone on their smartphone on an afternoon while they're watching a football game, if they insult anyone, could be condemned in a court or caught by a peace bond is ridiculous, he said, in my opinion. Now, he says that's in my opinion. In other words, my opinion is that that's not what this says. Well, you know what? My opinion is that that's exactly what it says. And anybody who supports free speech understands that's exactly what it says. And it is ridiculous, but that's what this bill, these bills that they're putting out in Canada and elsewhere, are really about. It conveniently neglected to say what would be considered to be hate speech. They don't define it. I'll know it when I see it. I'll know it when I see it, the mouth moving of somebody that I hate. When I hear something that I disagree with, that's hate speech. Just put that down. That's really what it is. Anything that opposes the government's narrative is hate speech. It's racism, too. So he said, penalties, by the way, for this new one here, this new bill, you could get up to $20,000 fine, but you could get life in prison for saying something they believe is hateful, subjectively determining it as hateful. Like I said before, these Marxist globalists are not hiding behind, they're calling themselves politically correct or then changing it and saying, now we're woke. No, they're just totalitarians. They're just Stalinists. And they're flying their flag. Their red communist flag is what they're flying at this point. They're not even trying to pretend anything other than that. And not only can you get life in prison, but they can come after you if they believe that you are thinking about doing this, and pre-crime, essentially. Here's what it says. If you're suspected that you might commit hate speech in the future. From the bill, a person may, with the Attorney General's consent, Land information before a provincial court judge if the person fears on reasonable grounds that another person will commit an offense, and then it references these bills to define what are offenses. So if they feel like you might commit their undefined hate speech in the future, well, they can send you to jail. You see, we're back to Star Chambers and convicting people for who you are in advance.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.